This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The new tyranny is finally rearing its ugly head as the graduates of the World Economic Forum's young leaders are forcing tyranny onto the world stage.
I really question the motivation of what I see down there.
So how do you fix it?
How do you fix the issue of misinformation and disinformation?
How do you fix the anger? How do you fix those messages of violence?
It does come back to disinformation. For quite some time now, I've obviously been confronted by protests, and what has stood out to me is the fact that so many are there based on things that simply aren't true. So this is an issue that the globe is grappling with, and we do need to grapple with, because seeing people so enraged by things that just aren't true is worrisome, and is something that we are all going to have to confront. But what we've seen out there, I have to say, seems much more anti-vaccination more than anything else. It's included yelling abuse at people who are walking around with masks on, occupying spaces where businesses are operating, blocking people's ability to move around freely. That is moving beyond a protest. In fact, to me, it looks like an imported style of protest that I have not seen in New Zealand before, complete with Trump flags and Canadian flags. When it comes to the management of the protest, though, Melissa, and the speaker, or indeed the decisions by the police, you know, ultimately, I need to let them do their jobs. Those are their jurisdictions.
Have you seen any children in trouble tonight that you're concerned about?
Well, we've been out patrolling for about half an hour, 45 minutes. We haven't seen anything like that. Everything's been really good.
Yeah, and people are behaving themselves.
Yep, everything's looking really good from what we've seen.
Yeah, caring for each other.
The vibe is very nice.
And has anyone said anything to you that you're concerned about?
No.
These protests are a mix of New Zealand, their regular garden variety Kiwis, and they're just sticking up for their rights, and I think they've been treated really badly.
There's also a group there who are representing people who have lost their jobs, who are just angry at the vaccine mandates, and they actually represent people who are not there on Parliament grounds, but who feel like that within our society because they may have lost their jobs. Do you feel the appropriate way to deal with those people is to spray water on them?
Firstly, I'm not going to get into the way of managing a protest in its totality, because those ultimately very clear distinctions. I'm going to be careful to make sure that I'm not making judgments around the way we deal with protest at Parliament, because it's a dangerous place to be in politicians dictating particularly the way that the police might choose to deal with them.
But although the police have said that they actually don't agree with
those tactics, Melissa, if this were a protest that was solely around the policies that have been used to manage a pandemic, then why is it that every journalist who stands out on that forecourt is being hurled abuse about telling the truth?
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, one of Klaus Schwab's disciples of the Great Reset, appears to be reading from the same script shared by her partners in tyranny, claiming protest is a hallmark of democracy. But these protesters, peacefully demanding the immediate return of their freedoms, are violent, racist insurrectionists.
Our focus is on the well-being of all New Zealanders, including the vast majority who are not on those grounds. I do not consider this to be the same. Okay, thanks everyone.
Through the WEF, initiated by Klaus Schwab in 1971, Mr. Global has been training his own puppets since 1992 through the Young Global Leaders Program. You may have heard of this. Angela Merkel and Bill Gates were among the first class to graduate, the class of 1992. Even a large number of current leaders, predominantly very weak personalities with, however, mostly well-trained rhetorical skills, also come from this program, including Macron in France, Kurz in Austria, Justin Trudeau in Canada, Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand, but also the German Health Minister Jens Spahn and the EU Commission head Ursula von der Leyen. She, by the way, as we have just learned from a whistleblower who is a translator with the European Union, is supposed to become the first little global government's head, the EU. They're trying to take over.
John Bound reporting.
All right, folks, get ready. We're going to break. I'm up with the sub. Stay with us.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, some stations join us in the second, third, and fourth hour today, but the first hour I hit the bone-chilling news that even I found hard to believe at this juncture. But the Davos Group, through their puppet politicians and the Great Reset, are just accelerating tyranny ahead of the financial collapse. So they're in a race to normalize all of these tyrannical actions. Freedom Convoy protest organizers, not just Tamara Lynch, denied bail. Peaceful protesters. She could be in jail up to a year, faces 10 years in prison for peacefully protesting, ladies and gentlemen. And now we have Democrat members of Congress like Ruben Gallego calling for Americans that protest that are conservative to be held without bail and their cars and trucks to be taken. And that's exactly what Rand Paul has been warning about. You can see the interview with Rand Paul on InfoWars.com. Senator Paul warns that Trudeau's Tyrannical Emergencies Act can be implemented in the U.S. Well, yeah, it's actually the White House is advising Trudeau on declaring protesters terrorists. Remember? That's what they put in law or under the regulations in June of last year here in the U.S., protesting open borders, protesting election fraud, protesting lockdowns. That's not allowed. Burn down police stations, burn down shops, kill people, rape, murder, molest children, absolutely. And they have a big national poll out. Majority of Democrats back Trudeau's crackdown, freezing bank accounts of truckers. Now, Democrats are celebrating on Twitter and Instagram or writing an article about it. Just by the thousands saying, wonderful, arrest all conservatives, put them in jail. Absolutely incredible. And now we have a clip of Trudeau mimicking what his finance minister said 2 days ago, that we want a permanent digital emergency, all transactions tracked in live time, and we will decide what you can buy and what you can sell. And I have an article out of the Times of London calling for the same thing. But that is coming up after we take some of your phone calls. Because I had it in my stack, and I can't find it now. There's just too much stuff in here. Will you guys reprint me the there were several articles, but it was Bank of England orders their researchers to find out how to program the new digital money. That's the headline. And then you read it, it's their Federal Reserve head going, we're going to control the currency and mark the currency on what you can buy and what you can use it for, and it will track you. I mean, just unbelievable stuff that we knew was coming being done on a mass scale. But I'll dig through my stacks during the next break, and I'll be able to. Oh, here it is. I found it. I found it right here. And then I'm going to give the number out. Let me give the number out first. I want to hear from folks in Australia. I want to hear from folks in New Zealand. I want to hear from folks in Spain or France or Germany or Austria or the new mega police state of Canada. where they're arresting peaceful demonstrators, holding them without bail, facing 10 years in prison, seizing their bank accounts, saying they're going to sell their vehicles, sell their belongings, outside of law, under martial law, the parliament voting retroactively to give him martial law, dictatorial powers, just as the German Bundestag did in 1933. So what an incredible time. And please, listeners, that means it's only for callers that are in those countries or have been part of those protests or truckers that have witnessed it. What is your take on this situation? Then, tomorrow, I'm going to open the phones up for people in Eastern Europe. Ukrainians, Russians, Poles agree with Putin, disagree with Putin, agree with Ukraine, agree with Biden, disagree. We don't censor your calls. It's clean phone line, and you got something to say, and you're on air. We're not like the corporate media or other talk shows. You call, and they screen your call for 10 minutes and make sure they agree with your opinion before they put you on. We want to have a real debate here. Freedom still lives at InfoWars.com and on the syndicated broadcast. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And obviously, a lot of you outside the U.S. may not be able to call a 1-800 number. Well, that's okay. You can call country code 01-512-646-1776. That's 01-512-646-1776. But here's what I was mentioning, and we'll go to break and come back with your phone calls. Canadian member of parliament says single mom has her bank account frozen for donating $50 to Freedom Convoy. We have that clip. We'll cue it up and play it in a moment. But first, here is the big news headline. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming. And folks are obviously saying Alex Jones is right again on Twitter. Imagine if the same applied to government, if taxpayers had control over government spending. Well, that's one reason they'll probably exempt themselves from that. But this is the Global Social Credit Score. Here's the London Telegraph. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming. The Bank of England has called on ministers to decide whether a central bank digital currency, they're all about to roll these out when they plunge all the currencies, should be programmable, that's a quote, ultimately giving the issuer control over how it is spent by the recipient. The holy grail of control now going in Canada. Total surveillance, total social credit score, carbon tax. They admit the introduction is the vaccine passport and QR codes at the restaurants. They're training you like you're a dog. It's all behavioral psychology, operant conditioning, Pavlov. So here they are, and they're doing it. And they just announced that they're doing it to you. And once they get this in place, you think you're in vice grips now. When Larry Fink, who invented housing derivatives, was allowed, because he's a made man in the global mafia, to roll those out in the 80s, Larry Fink of BlackRock, Larry Fink's going to bankrupt the whole world economy in a Ponzi scheme, and him and his buddies will be in control. He's on the board of directors of the Davos Group. And everything else you can imagine evil, just like the finance minister and just like Trudeau. And they're making a run at the Canadians. I'm like, woo, we didn't think you'd protest. Well, guess what? When you did, we already had it planned to take all your rights and all your freedoms away and put you in jail for at least a decade for protesting peacefully. And CNN is just creaming themselves right now. This is so wonderful. They've got a big show coming out calling for my arrest and the rest of it. I'll tell you about that later. Because not that CNN has any viewers and it matters, except it's the mind of Satan. When you listen to the incoherent babblings of these people, you can get a good idea of where they're going and what they're doing. And they definitely got their little knives out for yours truly. And I expect this. I know the road I'm on. But the coward dies a thousand deaths. People of courage only taste of death but once. And where there are men of courage, there is honor and there is freedom and there is prosperity and there is a good world. And so, whatever happens to me happens, but I want you to maximize our message and maximize the articles and videos, and don't take InfoWars or anybody's speech or your speech for granted ever, and don't ever underestimate how important you are and how the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They wouldn't be brainwashing. They wouldn't be censoring if they were strong. They're weak. They're frauds. They're criminals. And just like Bernie Madoff and just like Adolf Hitler, they will all pay for what they've done. And they know it. Tom Mouton, the director of the Bank of England, said during a conference on Monday that programming could become a key feature of any future central bank digital currency, in which the money would be programmed to be released only when something happened and would be tied to how you behave. You can introduce programmability. What happens if one of the participants in a transaction puts a restriction on future use of the money? And it just goes on from there. It's the social credit score, total slavery, mark of the beast. The chains are going on now. We'll be right back with your phone calls from Canada and other parts of the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February 22nd, worldwide transmission. All right, we're going to go to callers here. We've got Max in Canada, Matt in Canada, Scott in Canada, Scott in Australia, Mike in Canada, Terry in Nova Scotia, Canada, Jim in Ontario, Canada, Velvet in Ontario, Canada, Jeff in Winnipeg, Jeff in Windsor. I'm going to try, no matter how great your calls are, to give each person a minute and a half, and I'm just going to, no need to thank me. I won't thank you. I just want to get everybody on. You're all awesome. I love you. We're just going to hear what you have to say. And so we've got truckers that were at the protest in Australia, truckers that were at the protest in Canada. We've got everybody. Let's go to folks furthest away right now, where they're attacking people with LRAD machines and declaring everybody terrorists. Scott in Australia, current lockdown protest. Thank you. Give us your view on what's happening.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to speak with you, finally. Look, it's getting worse and worse here, Alex. They take their foot off for a moment, and you know, they let everyone feel like there's a bit of a reprieve, and you know, everything's back to normal. But you know, if you don't have your double or triple vax, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. It's getting worse and worse, mate. We all need to really. Get everyone's attention now.
Well, that's right. France just deactivated the vaccine passport after claiming two shots was enough and says you can't now have a job or leave your house or go to a grocery store unless you've had three shots. This is literally dog training for the government to put in us what they want, when they want. This is like a science fiction nightmare dystopic movie.
It's exactly what it is. It's their oppression going mad. It's their slow way to keep their foot on the pedal without anyone really complaining about it, and the, just the general population, no one's complaining. Everyone's just going along with everything, and you know, we're going to get to a point where what can we do? How do we push back?
Well, brother, it's so outrageous. That's how it's got a leg up. But you've got support around the world. Millions of Aussies have been protesting. I know they're gaslighting you, but. As the medical problems are caused by the shots, people are starting to wake up. And, you know, there's a worldwide movement, sir, so God bless you. Anything else from Australia?
Look, just keep up the fight. You've been doing this for so long. You've been, you know, the information for me that's really woken me up. So thank you from all of us.
Well, thank you, sir. We're in all in this together. Thank you. One country falls, we all fall. And a lot of countries are falling right now, ladies and gentlemen. People knock America all day, but notice it didn't work here. She'll have some checks and balances. Other places, it's bad, and it only gets worse the more you submit. The worst part about the first 15 days of flatten the curve is the first 2 years. And what do unvaccinated and vaccinated have in common? You're never fully vaccinated. Let's go to Carlos. We'll go to Carlos next, but let's go to a trucker in Canada. Let's go to Scott in Canada. You're on the air, Scott. Go ahead.
Yes, I was at the front lines here in Ottawa. I guess where do I start? There was definitely foreign cops that were there. I have lots of good videos. They attacked us right beside us. They shot the rebel, a female rebel news reporter, point blank with a tear gas canister. They attacked us unprovoked. They were definitely using weapons that I'm not even really sure about. I've never really been a part of a military operation before, but it definitely was. They made us sick. There was made my stomach was upset. They instantly got headache. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, they're on record that they had ultrasonic, ultra-high-frequency sound, but they also had microwaves there. Seriously illegal under the Geneva Convention.
Oh, they definitely did. I could physically feel it. It was odd. Instantly, right away. The cops were hitting women, batoning women in the face. It was unbelievable. No markings on their chest. Now, some cops had markings on their chest. You could tell that they were local cops, or there was Calgary cops, Toronto cops. But then there was cops that were dressed up in green. They had no names. They had no badges, no indication of where they came from. Not even Canadian locals that were Canadian police.
Well, I mean, I've seen what people can do, and I know what you can do with a billy club when you slam it both hands full power into somebody's head. That's how you kill somebody. I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm actually, people started the fights with me, but I'm not proud of it. I mean, I've put people in comas twice with my fist. And I just know you can't be slamming billy clubs double-fisted into somebody's head with full power. You can punch a hole, create a subdermal hematoma. They were trying to kill some of those people who were peaceful. This is sick.
Yeah, well, I was hit with a baton. Now, me and my brother were there standing side by side, and I'm 6'6", 300 pounds, so they didn't make, they didn't do too much damage to us.
I noticed they beat up a lot of women and really little old men and handicaps. It was very embarrassing.
Oh, it's disgusting. It was the most disgusting display I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Well, what do you make of them arresting the leaders for peacefully protesting and saying no bail and 10 years in prison? I mean, that's right out of the Soviet Union.
Oh, we've went way over to the deep end now. We're full-fledged communist, fascist country. I don't know how else to explain it. How else can you peacefully protest? The one guy that they're not going to release either, Pat King, and he wasn't even in Ottawa when they or downtown when they arrested him. So.
And you look at the police officer arresting the leader, the lady who did nothing wrong, and it's just so creepy. And, of course, she thought she'd be right out because she's a famous liberal demonstrator who believes in free speech. No, lady, you're facing a year before trial and 10 years in prison for peacefully protesting. Let that sink in, folks. They want to terrorize us. They want to scare us. Let me ask you a question. Does everybody think they're doing this just to stop a few people? No. They're getting ready for a worldwide financial collapse and a takeover, and they want to get martial law in place and have everybody accept it first. We're all just the beta test. What do you say to that, Scott?
Oh, they're going for broke, in my opinion. This is them going for broke. Like, we literally had cops in the front line that we were attacking us. We weren't fighting back. They were attacking us and telling us to our face, oh, we don't want to do this. We don't want to do this, while minions behind them are attacking us with billy clubs. Like, it's our leaders are grasping at straws. Now our leaders are acting like they're, oh, well, we're going to drop. We always want to drop these restrictions, this and that. And our conservative premier, Doug Ford, acting like, oh, well, you know, I didn't want to do this and that and this and that. It's also election season too, right? So it's all a big game, in my opinion. They're failing.
God bless you, Scott, and be safe. We need to pray for the people that have disappeared without charges, without bail, and the judge is saying we're going to hold them in solitary confinement. This should make everybody physically sick. I mean, you should be physically nauseous. And that's the feeling you have. When you know you're going into a real crisis, you get sick because you're about to get in a really bad fight. You throw up. You get your stomach clear. I mean, that's why I'm physically at a cellular level, like ready for a fight. But I'm not going to start one physical at this point.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force, Ultra, super fast acting, amazing clean, nootropic system that is a complement to BrainForce Plus and, of course, TurboForce. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The new axis of evil is the United Nations, controlled by private central banks and BlackRock, with their public organization, the World Economic Forum, funding and financing thousands of governors and premiers around the world, and over 100 presidents and prime ministers under their command, bringing in a worldwide environmental lockdown to bankrupt industrial society, to force depopulation, in their own words. And almost every country signed on to this just to even have a seat at the table. I'm not saying everybody that's part of this, like Tulsi Gabbard's, or even people like Dan Crenshaw, are bad. You got to judge them by their fruits. Vladimir Putin has been to these things, but not a graduate. Russia joins Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution Network. So Russia is signing up to this stuff as well. And this is a post-human world. This is transhumanism. And it's like an arms race. All these groups are doing it. But the globalists have launched it to now take over our bodies and put gene therapies in us when they want and then cover up all the illnesses and deaths. So incredibly dangerous. And now Democrats in national polls and members of Congress are saying, if any trucks show up in D.C. even peacefully and honk their horns, arrest them, take their trucks, and put them in prison. And then the long tyranny comes. And next, well, you didn't turn your kid over for transgender training. We're putting you in jail. Oh, you honked your horn. That means Heil Hitler, says the ADL up in Canada. They want you arrested for that. I'm not kidding. They said it in Parliament. So what we have is globalist agents literally taking over and turning us into an open-air prison. Let's rush through your phone calls here. Let's go to Velvet in Toronto, Canada. Velvet, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing too well. I'm watching it all come true.
Well, hey, honey, I'm living it. So I would first like to say, honk, how that can be an acronym for Hitler, H-O-N-K. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, she knows that. She just says, I control all language. I'm your cult leader. Everything you do, I say, is racist. So don't talk. Keep your mouth shut.
Yes, but in
woman's
in return,
a freaking witch. The woman is a threat to freedom. Go ahead.
Yeah, but she looks like an idiot by saying that. I mean, I wonder
except she'll have you arrested without bond.
Well, that's true. Well, we're already slaves up here anyhow. I mean, just on a side note here, our carbon tax, we actually pay a tax on our carbon tax. So we're double taxed.
That's right. It all goes to private banks. What do you think of that?
Yeah, exactly. Or in their pockets. But, you know, I don't think that anything is really going to change until the media gets taken under control, because you would not believe how many people are still MK-Ultra'd by all of this. I am flabbergasted. Every time I go out, I am still the only person in the store that is not wearing a mask. I got kicked off of a local platform for supporting the truckers. I mean, these people are just, I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, I'm wondering if these shots that people are taking are affecting their brain.
Well, I mean, they are causing blood clots and are causing the blood consistency to change and causing a lot of health problems. But, yeah, people are going under a delusion. Here's how Stockholm Syndrome works. You subconsciously know you're under tyranny, but it's so scary you decide to say it's okay. And that's historically why women and children don't get killed when a foreign government takes over. They just kill the men, 12 and up, because men don't go under Stockholm Syndrome as easy. And I'm not putting women down. It's just a scientific fact. But most men today go under Stockholm Syndrome as well. They make excuses for what's happening and don't admit what's happening to them. Thank you, Velvet. You know, the way to deal with your media is to realize that when Trudeau got in, he began giving $600 million a year to select media outlets to make them state-run. But that was really so they could then have certified groups they're allowed to post and nobody else is. And now that's being put in officially. All right, let's go to Jeff in Winnipeg, Canada, on the total police state, beyond lockdown. What do you mean by that, Jeff?
Oh, I don't even know where to begin or how to even organize all my thoughts on this topic in Canada, but with what you have to say about the state-run media, like, there is no dissenting opinions on the TV. Everybody, when they're watching the news, eating dinner, it's just, it's like Black Mirror-style propaganda. And I'm 22 years old, and it's like I'm an alien. It's like I'm the only person in, you know, in my community that thinks otherwise. And then, and, like, I don't want to get into my personal life too much, but I'm unvaccinated. I haven't been to a bar or a restaurant in more than 2 years now. Certain fast food places, they have signs up on their doors saying unvaccinated people can't use their washrooms. I didn't want to, like, girls that I was romantically involved with, I didn't want to come across as crazy and raise, you know, the New World Order agenda with them. I didn't want to come across as a crazy person, but now I can't find a single girl my age that hasn't had at least two shots. And
well, it's very, very sad. Here's what you need to know. Most of the shots, it's Russian roulette, are placebo. They send out the deadly shots. It looks out to about 3-4% of the people all over the world. It's the same in Europe. Like old folks' homes get the kill shots. Military gets the kill shots. Groups they want to purge get the kill shots. So it's all very systematic, but you're still taking your life in your hands. Jeff, great points. Can talk to you for hours. We got to move on to get everybody in. Okay. Up next, let's talk to Terry in Nova Scotia, Canada. Let's talk about Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, Ukraine connections. Yeah, her grandfather was the head Nazi out of Ukraine, running Joseph Goebbels' operations in Poland and in Austria. He was in command of, he was the direct lieutenant of Joseph Goebbels, and now she works directly for Klaus Schwab, whose grandfather was the number 4 or 5 weapons dealer in Nazi Germany. So this is a very nice group of people. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Alex. And in the 1980s, she, according to her Wikipedia page, the early life section on her Wikipedia page, in the 1980s, she was a Ukrainian activist in Russia, and they were Russia was upset about this, and I think might have kicked her out. But that was the 1980s. Now fast forward to 2017.
Oh, yeah, no, no. She's CIA all the way. But, again, the CIA is only a holding group. There's corporate groups above them. I mean, she's a high-level spy. She's been a spy since she was a kid.
In mainstream Canadian media in 2018-19, mainstream media saying the Canadian military is over in the Ukraine working with neo-Nazi battalions, according to the Canadian mainstream media.
Yeah.
Now fast forward.
No, she runs neo-Nazi battalions. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and Ukraine absorbed those battalions into their official military, apparently, according to the media, and now we're giving them more funding, more weapons. And while we're working with literal neo-Nazis across the on the other side of the globe, over here in Canada, our politicians and media are calling our citizens Nazis, brother. They're calling good truckers, one of the top truckers in Canada, Warren Garrison. They're trying to peg him as some sort of criminal.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I mean, you heard the ADL lady up there. She said, arrest anybody honking their horn. It means Heil Hitler. She'll put you in a forced labor camp in 2 seconds, brother. You've got a case of V.I. Lenin up there, and we've got it here, too. And these people know we've woken up to them, so they're coming after us.
The information and misinformation war is really scary to me up here, Alex. I just want to thank you. I first found you when W. Bush was president, brother. You've been keeping it real the whole time. I won't take up too much of your time.
No, you're not taking my time up. We really appreciate you calling, Terry. I mean, how do you think this ends? Has this awoken the sleeping giant in Canada, or what's happening?
I'm scared they're just going to crush us completely, brother, honestly. That's what I'm scared about.
Well, Trudeau says he's an example of the world of how to crush people, and we're seeing history repeat. Can you believe they've arrested a bunch of the people and aren't giving them bond, saying they're terrorists?
It's so scary, and these aren't bad people. In Canada, we're not Nazis. We don't like any of that stuff.
I mean, the people that actually are Nazis are running this.
They are. They're the Nazis, and they're calling us Nazis. It's crazy, brother. And it's scary, very scary.
Well, you know, to all the Canadians going along with it and others, this is going to take all your resources. You're going to be in a much worse place, but people got to learn. They got to get hurt really bad first. We're praying for everybody up in Canada. All right, Terry, thank you. Almost all these calls are from Canada. We're going to keep lines open for folks in Europe and Australia and other sectors of tyranny. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the third hour. Then we got a very special interview in the fourth hour I'll tell you about coming up a little bit later. But I'm telling you, folks, everything John Bound does, one of our great researchers and reporters, is powerful. But the last three reports he put out, when you go to Bandoff Video, click on the left-hand side, you'll see the John Bound section right there, are just incredible. New Zealand, Great Reset Tyranny. Australian, Great Reset Tyranny, and Canadian Great Reset Tyranny. They're all 5-minute reports, or 4-minute and 50-something second reports. And they are just unbelievable. I mean, you watch that, and it's like, I mean, I'll be honest, I kind of get guilty doing it sometimes because it upsets me, but it's also fascinating to watch North Korean tyranny. And you feel so sorry for them, but it's also ridiculous in a way. And it's so alien that they put up with that, but they were born into it. And then you watch these, and it's worse in a way. And it's just like, oh, my gosh. I'm going to go to your phone calls here and get a bunch of them out of the way. And then I do need to get some into Russia and what's happening over there in some of these Putin clubs. Like I said, I'm going to do some nighttime shows soon. I've already been doing Saturday shows where I can do commercial-free. Millions of people tune in, so it's very humbling to know we can come in here anytime, do 2-3 hours live and get all the great calls and guests and just have no breaks. And talk radio is still great. It's while we're still on air, but I really enjoy just going for hours and not having a break. We can really talk to everybody then, but I want to air that whole Putin speech because I watched it last night after my 4.5-year-old daughter went to bed about 9. And I wrote some notes, and of course I forgot them. They were at my bedside. And it was just incredible. Because what Putin was saying was all true. Not from what he says, but from my own research. And to juxtapose that to what we've got here was night and day. So it's a big deal. So we're going to be doing some special reports on that as well. I'm just going to say this very briefly. We have products you really need. Like our information's cutting edge. Our products are amazing. And there are three products I want to draw your attention to. Then we'll go right back to your calls. That's X3. That's Winter Sun. And that's Brain Force Ultra. And in the time we have, I'm not going to belabor this, but these are really amazing. X3 is at 50% off until Thursday morning. It's going to sell out in the next month or so. So we're going to take it to close to full price so I can fund my operation. But I want you to experience it and get it so you know how amazing it is and how you were missing out on real iodine in your life. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Brain Force Ultra, quick-acting, powerful, clean, and it wears off quick. That's why I like it. If I need 10 hours of clean, powerful super energy, I got Turbo Force. I need 4 or 5 hours of good clarity that doesn't give me a headache later, that's Brain Force, or different formulas. This super fast acting, take another tongue, and then for me, 2.5, 3 hours, and the rest of the offices use it and loves it. If you leave it out, it disappears. It dissipates quickly, so I can take it at 7 at night when I got to do interviews or go out to dinner with folks, and I want to go out, but I'm tired. You know, Joe Rogan's like, hey, let's go get dinner. And I'm like, oh, man, it's 7 o'clock. Okay, sure, I'll see you. And coffee by the afternoon doesn't really kick in anymore. In fact, coffee, I can drink coffee, go to sleep. My brain's used to it. You know, the receptors. Not with this. I can take a half dropper of that, boy, and I'm super excited when I go out with friends and family. Went out with the MTG Sunday night, and I was super exhausted. Popped that back, felt great. Was able to go to bed when I got home, like 9:30 at night. Boom, hit that pillow. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com and Winter Sun, super high quality vitamin D3 for your immune system and more with vitamin K. The two work synergistically. It's 50% off as well right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the Winter Sun and the Brain Force Ultra, that's going to stay on sale at 40-50% off for a few weeks. We got a good supply. The X3 is going to end Thursday morning. All right, enough of that. That's how we stay on air. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada. He's been on caller for 15 years. Let's talk about Trudeau, puppet of Klaus Schwab and the Democratic Party. And then we'll go to everybody else. And I appreciate everybody holding. Canada is on fire with tyranny right now. Is on fire with liberty as well, which scared him. Carlos, thank you so much. What's the 35,000-foot view on what we're seeing? And are you as shaken as I am by peaceful protesters given no bond facing 10 years in prison?
Well, no, not really, because I happen to have been blessed by the fact that I knew Prime Minister Trudeau's father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau. I met him through when I was 16 years old, actually, in Montreal, 1968. And since that day, I became very well aware of Canada. I lived through the October crisis, which provoked the War Measures Act. At that time, there was no other instrument to deal with terrorism of the kind that was taking place in one province in Canada, essentially, Quebec. And it was a call from the premier of the province and the mayor of Montreal to have the War Measures Act. There was no other instrument. At that time, the New Democratic Party of Canada was always a third party, a minority government formed, but they voted against the War Measures Act. It carried anyway, but the New Democratic
Party. So for those that don't know, the father and the son have always loved authoritarianism. They said it, both themselves. His father began the takeover of Canada. He appears to be completing it. What do you make of what's currently happening and where this is all going?
Well, yesterday the motion to confirm the declaration of emergency powers passed 185 votes to 151. The Liberals have 160 seats, and the 25 seats that added to the 185 would have been the New Democratic Party, with the exception of one given by an independent. One Liberal, I believe, did not vote. So when you look at it, the New Democratic Party, a small minority in opposition, was in fact responsible for the passage. The Liberals did not have the votes to carry.
Okay, and I'm glad you're giving us the technicals, but I want, because you're a smart guy, been calling for 15 years or so. Why are they doing this? Why are they accelerating it? I mean, obviously, they want to set the precedent for this worldwide, but because you talked in the call comment that you wanted to talk about Klaus Schwab and what's happening.
Well, yes, Klaus Schwab, disciple, is actually the leader of the New Democratic Party. His name is Jagmeet Singh, and the motion would have passed had it not been for the fact that these 25 members of this...
That's right, and the Ottawa mayor is part of it. So it's literally a corporate multinational cult has seized control of your country. Unbelievable.
It's a terrible infiltration of Canadian democracy, and I tell all Canadians with respect, do not be afraid. Look at your right hand, look at your left hand. That's the one you vote with, okay? You're a minority and a majority of one. Use your vote the next time, but get informed, because InfoWars, in a way, is a vaccine against this viral infiltrations, okay? I see these political, this secret society movements in Canada, the Jewish Defamation League inventions of swastikas and all sorts of allegations against people that really have a right to demonstrate. And when you really boil it down, the irony of all this is that you had people with a right to demonstrate parking their vehicles illegally. So they should have had parking tickets, okay, and then towed away. And to put people in prison beyond that is, first of all, probably illegal, but because he called on the War Measures Act, driven by the global elites, and then you had the New Democratic Party confirming this in yesterday. The only solution that Canada has is that there is a Senate, and it's supposed to be the conscience of Canada. And I do hope that the senators vote this monstrosity down.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this question: we need to look into this judge there in Ottawa. That even though the woman said she wouldn't demonstrate again, she said, nope, 10 years in jail, no bond. I mean, this is just, we need to look into this. Bouragos or Bouragios, Bouragiois. I mean, what the hell? I mean, this person is the new Kim Jong-il. So, or Kim Jong-un. It's not just the damn Trudeau. They have got a pack of out-of-control psychos in your government at every level.
Yeah, well, it's infiltration, big time. But let me tell you something. Listen to the speech that you very, very wisely played in InfoWars of the Premier of Alberta. Listen very, very carefully, because that is the Canada that I know. That is the Canada that I grew up with. And I tell you, there needs to be a total change, a real clean of the decks, because obviously people are suffering. Now, the Constitution of Canada hasn't changed. Even the French province of...
No,
Quebec,
no. You've got this globalist takeover. We're out of time, Carlos. We'll come up with more calls. But since you mentioned it, guys, will you dig out the Premier of Alberta? It's a 4.5-minute clip. We played it Sunday. It's really powerful where he just eviscerates the Great Reset. He's asked about the Great Reset. See if you can find that. But regardless, thank you, Carlos. All right, we're going to go in the order the calls are received. Mike in Calgary, Jim, Jeff, Max, Matt. We're going to get to everybody. Stay with us.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I've been on air more than 25 years.